If you live in Michigan, water isn't far away. The Great Lakes, one of Michigan's 11,000 inland lakes, a river like the Manistee or Ausable. Traverse Magazine invited five Northern Michigan women writers to share their thoughts on water. Two of those writers join us now from Interlochen Public Radio. Anne-Marie Ullman, thank you so much for being here.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And Fleta Brown, welcome to Stateside.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
What Michigan water spot is most special to you and why, Anne-Marie?
Well, we live very near Empire Beach, which is on the coast of Lake Michigan, and that's the water that I grew up with, and that's the water that's in my spirit, and yeah, that's the place. It's Lake Michigan, that big water.
What about you, Fleta?
Well, mine's the Little Water, Intermediate Lake. It's about 7 miles long, but it's pretty narrow. It's part of the chain of lakes in Antrim County. Bel Air is on one end, and the little town of Central Lake is on the other.
How does Northern Michigan and the water inspire you? Anne-Marie?
Well, I grew up on a farm, so water is essential. You know, agriculture it relies totally on water. So there's that part of it. But it's also, I think, an aesthetic and spiritual quality that helped shape my being. It's being near water, the fluidity of water, that whole aesthetic sense of who I am is related to water. It's in all of us, but I think for those of us who understood from the very beginning the reliance of agriculture and farms on water, it's an interior thing.
Fleta?
Well, I spent practically every summer of my young life up here. Water to me, I just have these memories of driving up from Arkansas where it was incredibly hot and getting closer and closer to the lake and the woods and the water. And the first glint of water I saw through the trees, just, it was like a miracle. And water has always felt like a miracle to me. There's nothing I like better than being near water. I've always tried every single place we've ever lived that I've been really happy living there has been near water.
How does Northern Michigan and the waters of Northern Michigan contribute to who you are as a writer, Fleta?
I think if you look at my poems and essays, there's water in almost everything. There's just water everywhere. Water is it just shows up. It's so deep into my nature that I can hardly write without referring to water sometime or other.
What about you, Anne-Marie?
It's the same. It permeates the language always. In the last book, An American Map, there are three or four essays that center on an interaction with water that are focused primarily on water, but it's also just everywhere in the language. And I also think sometimes it's in the sentences, in the flow of the sentences, and that feeling of liquidity in the language. So that's a part of it, too.
Anne-Marie, the essay you published in Traverse Magazine is entitled A Dozen Waves, and it explores the way you dealt with your father's death through your relationship with Lake Michigan. Would you read us an excerpt?
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you for asking. This is the last two sections, and this is the final two waves that I explore. This is the wave of evening, one that quiets. Out there on the board, as the temperature dropped, the moment when I felt him, his spirit, east wind, flying over waves, intensely curious, beyond these waves, into the waves, beyond, beyond. I tried to match and rode the waves so hard I was almost beyond seeing the shore. The blue there was deep and fast and pure. The wave told me he was fine. I stopped. Pulled back to earth. O lake, O father, O woman on the water, take this water I am made of and depend on. Keep it pure and blue, this healing liquid held in a body of being, lifeblood that comes in the shape of waves.
I have to say that's lovely. You've actually made me cry as I listen to that because I'm thinking about my own father. So that was really,
sure.
Really, really beautiful. The lake so healing to your grief?
Well, I was, after my father died, as part of my coping, I started to paddleboard. And the paddleboard, getting out there on on the water, close to the water, in those big expanses by myself was the best therapy in the world. The water has a serenity and a spirituality that I was able to connect with, and that began my healing.
Fleeta, your essay is entitled Whaler, and it takes us back to when you're rowing on Intermediate Lake in Antrim County with your cousin Alan when you were kids. Would you read us a portion?
Sure. The joy of water is its resistance that never becomes intractability. In a strong wind, your muscles burn from trying to make a little headway measured by the trees on shore. On a glassy lake, water shows you where you've been in ever-widening rings. You carve it. You bless or cuss your oars. If they're the old heavy wood ones, your palms begin to redden and sting. The oarlocks rattle and thunk. If they're the newer plastic ones, your arms seem to fly upward out of the water. The oarlocks manage only a tinny click. If you've greased them too much, the oar pins can fly out. Since you row facing backward, you see the past. You have to look over your shoulder to see the future, but you can't keep your head turned that way for long because you'll get a crick in your neck, so you just glance to keep yourself going in the direction you intend and to keep from hitting anything. This requires a different sort of awareness, based partly on trust and partly on seeing what you've already done, for good or ill.
That brings back lots of very, very good memories as well. Fleeta, we've all seen the Pure Michigan ads that present this gorgeous view of our state and its nature and the water. And we know that view is designed to bring in tourists and their dollars. And I'm wondering, how does that square with your experience of really living there and calling Northern Michigan and its waters home?
Well, of course, I didn't call it home until we actually moved to Traverse City after we retired. I would have loved to have called it home earlier, but I was teaching in Delaware. But it's different. I'm just delighted to have the water so close to me all the time and to have our little lake so close all the time. And I couldn't say exactly, except I have to say it may be different, but I never, ever have lost that sense of just pure joy and magic that every time I look at the water, when I look at the bay and the sun is shining and it's all glistening, and when I'm at the lake and no matter what the sea, the water's doing, I'm just overjoyed to be there and watch it. I used to sit out on the end of the dock when I was a kid, and I'd get a paint-by-numbers set that had water in it, and I'd try to follow what the numbers were doing with the colors in the lake, and I'd end up doing my own instead of using the paint the way that we're supposed to, because I was so interested in the different shades of color in the water.
And Anne-Marie, meaning that idea, what's that experience of calling this corner of Michigan home? How does that compare to the tourist view?
I think that the commerce of water is important, but I think more important is the commons of water. And I love that sense of being ecocentric with the water instead of egocentric. You know, I like that sense of being present to the water. And what Fleet is saying is absolutely true, that there's this joy that comes from being near it and watching it in all of its moods. I think our tourist industry, you know, nurtures a summer attitude. And many times I think about what it's like in the fall or what it's like in the early spring when the ice just goes out. And all of that is metaphorical and beautifully rich for, you know, the people who can live there and be near it and watch it. And it's also a guide, you know, a metaphorical guide for us. You know, it teaches us, it takes us in and it teaches us how to be, I think, when you're present to water.
Michigan writers Anne-Marie Ullman and Fleeta Brown, their essays on their love of water in Michigan are in the current issue of Traverse Magazine. Thank you so much to both of you for being with us and for sharing your writing with us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.